Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of Revelation chapter 12, we were taught that the Holy Spirit, through the local church, restrains Satan from having his way on earth. And as soon as the church is taken out of the world, Satan will have no restraint. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Don't be ecumenical. That is a work of the angel of light, Satan, who parades as an angel. Don't get caught into that filthy manner of religion. Now think of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 6 through 8. When you think about that and what goes on there, he says, "And now ye know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. Then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming." Oh, yes, that mystery of iniquity does work, but he that lets, in other words, that word let has the idea of restrain. He that restrains is going to be taken out of the way, and then that wicked shall be revealed, and then the Lord will consume him with the spirit of his coming. Now, the one who withholdeth the devil and the Antichrist and their destruction is the Holy Spirit. And especially, the Holy Spirit does it through the work through the local church. Jesus Christ is the founder and the ordainer of the local church. And the Holy Spirit works through the local church. And so, we take our stand for the Lord personally and through our local church. I represent Jesus Christ through Central Baptist Church of Ocala, Florida. The principalities, powers, rulers of darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places are all on the earth, and all restraint will be removed from them when the rapture takes place. It is the beast who stands before the woman, ready to devour her child as soon as it is born, along with the host of fallen angels here in Revelation chapter 12 and verse 4. And they're ready to devour as soon as he is born. And that speaks of what he is. The last half of verse 4 is very apparent, that it speaks of the virgin birth of Christ in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago. Herod is stirred to jealousy and murder. The one that would possibly take his or his son's place has got to get rid of him. But now when we look here of the great red dragon, it's not one of the ranks of devils. It's Satan himself. And we're reminded of John 8:44, "Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father will you do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar, and the father of it." Now, I hope you got that, and I hope that that was clear to you. Satan is a liar, and he is a deceiver. And my friend, he is your enemy. And you must understand that and keep that in your mind. And he is the one that wants to devour this child back in that day as soon as he was born. That was Satan's desire. And we always got to be on guard against that old serpent, the devil. Now we next see the attack of the wonder of the red dragon against the wonder of the woman through the end of the tribulation. And we see that in verses 5 and 6. Verse 5 says, "And she brought forth a man-child, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne." Now, we know this is Christ by the description of ruling with a rod of iron. In Psalms chapter 2, verse 9, it says, "Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel." Revelation chapter 2, verse 27 says, "And he shall rule them with a rod of iron. As the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father." In Revelation 19, verse 15, "Now out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God." So this is reference to the ruling of Christ. This makes the third person revealed after the woman and the dragon to be the child, the Lord Jesus Christ. But not as the world portrays Jesus Christ at Christmas time. Oh, no. A lot different than that. This is Almighty God in the flesh. And he's here to live a life of trial that he might be an acceptable sacrifice in human form for our sin. Because without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. There is no forgiveness. Now, mention is made of his ascension into heaven, meaning this is reference of his life on earth from birth to ascension. So we're seeing in a very short capsule form the birth of Christ to his resurrection and then his ascension up into heaven. Notice verse 6 says, "And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that there they should feed her 1,260 days. Now, this is interesting, again, that she is fleeing into the wilderness where a place is prepared of God. Many believe that this is Petra, the rose city of the dead in Jordan. And it could be. However, there's not a scriptural basis to support that view. That is, there's not a scriptural basis to say, yes, this is definitely Petra. There are some circumstantial things and circumstantial thoughts, but it doesn't necessarily have to be Petra. Wherever the place is, we do know this. It is prepared of God for the Israelites who escape. Perhaps God will feed them as he did Elijah with the birds bringing their food and the springing brook. I don't know, but I do know, whatever, God will take care of his own because he's promised to do so. But he says there in verse 6, here of 1,260 days, in other words, 1,260 days. That's 42 months, 3.5 years. And now, this is not speaking of the first half of the tribulation. This is speaking of the last half of the tribulation. And so, now we're looking at these last 7 years. Now, after the woman, Israel, and the dragon, Satan, and the man-child, Jesus, we next see the war with the dragon in verses 7 through 12. In verse 7, it says, "And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels." Well, Satan is defeated. And now we have the fourth personality introduced in this chapter, and it's Michael with his angels against the dragon and his angels. Now, a lot of times we say angel, and angel basically means messenger. Matter of fact, the angel in the churches of Revelation is actually talking to the pastors of those churches because an angel is a messenger of God is what he's supposed to be. Well, that's what a pastor is supposed to be, is a messenger of God who takes the message of God's word to the hearts of God's people and to the lost for the way of salvation. But Michael is not a messenger in Scripture. Rather, he seems to be a warrior. in Daniel 10 that we referred to a little while ago, the angelic messenger got Michael to help against the prince of Persia, that principality. The book of Jude lets us know that Michael contends with Satan over the body of Moses. Understand that this battle is a spiritual battle, not physical, since angels, Satan, Michael, all of them are spirits. So there's no taking of life, as you and I know, of death in armies, wars, and things of that nature. Nor is there a shedding of blood, since angels do not bleed. There's no taking of life or shedding of blood. But by the way, we learn something from this. In Jude, verses 8 and 9, likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignity. Yet Michael, the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, "The Lord rebuke thee." Now think about that. Michael is contending with Satan. And obviously there's been contention with Satan ever since the fall. But Michael's position in rank and power is below that of Satan. And so, he says, "The Lord rebuke thee." He didn't rebuke him. He didn't speak evil of him. Isn't that interesting that people call themselves Christians, they speak evil of their civil leaders, they speak evil of their pastors, they speak evil of their Sunday school teachers, they speak evil of one another. And, boy, when you read Jude, he calls people that do that filthy dreamers. They speak evil of dignity, and they despise dominion. You know, I've seen people that just have a problem with authority no matter who it is. Sometimes you think it's personal against an individual, and it's not. I've seen people that were friends with others, and then when that other person was made the authority, it's almost like they turned on them right away. And it's not because they suddenly don't like that person, their personality, or they've done something wrong to them. They just don't like authority. And as Jude says, they despise dominion. They speak evil of dignities. If you got one like that in your church that's running other people down, especially leaders, get away from that person. That person, whether it's a man or a woman, is nothing but a filthy dreamer. And the Bible does not speak well of that person at all. Satan. Nobody can be worse than Satan. There is no one on this earth worse than Satan. And Michael does not bring a railing accusation against him, but says, "The Lord rebuke thee."
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ. Christ Jesus.